Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. Yesterday morning we looked at the book of Revelations there, at what Jesus had to say to the seven churches and how that they were dealing with issues, and how he commended the church of Ephesus and how he rebuked the others for not dealing with issues. You know, the church of Laodicea didn't deal with things at all. They had a name that they were alive, but they were dead. Jesus told them they were dead. And so why is Jesus concerned about the church? Well, we can read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Here's one key. He loves the church. You know, Christ gave his life for us, for the world. And so, you know, when you give your life to a cause and give your life for something, it's because you love it. And so Christ loved the church. You know, today, many sports figures, they give their lives for football or basketball or soccer, and it's because they love it. They give their lives. And so Christ, he loves the church. He gave his life for it. And verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So this is verse 27 is the very reason that Jesus Christ wants us to deal with issues in our church, you know, to perfecting of the saints. And this is why, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. You know, most of us, you know, if we would go to church with a white shirt and it have a big black spot in the middle where everybody's going to see it, we would not wear that shirt to church because it has a spot on it. It has a blemish on it. And, you know, and rightly so, we wouldn't do that. Well, but a lot of people have the mindset that, you know, somehow, some way, Jesus is going to accept the church with the spot and with the blemish and with wrinkles in it. But according to the scripture, he is not. It says here that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And so that's why Jesus, we have those illustrations in Revelation there of Jesus giving instruction to the churches. And so he wants a holy, blameless church without blemish. Yes, there are going to be issues, but the key is dealing with them. And, you know, and that is acceptable to him. Because he commended the church at Ephesus for dealing with issues. And we jump back to Revelations and chapter 19, and the chapter talks about the marriage of the Lamb. And I'll just read a couple verses here. It's Revelations 19:4. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, "Amen, Alleluia." And a voice came out of the throne saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." Notice that. "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. You know, there's no spot. And it says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. So these things are the true sayings of God, that Jesus Christ is looking for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or blemish and holy. And so let's press into these true sayings of God. Thank you for listening, and God bless.